I'm Chris Oates, and thank you for joining us for our final candidate forum ahead of the primary election. This evening, featuring the three individuals running for Hancock County Commissioner in the Republican primary, Holly Frischer, Jeff Hunker, and Jeff Wobser. Hopefully that'll be the last time I do that tonight. Welcome to all of you. Once again, this evening, as with last week, we have three responses, obviously, to each of the questions this evening, so we're going to compress the response times a bit in order to cover as much ground as possible. Each candidate will be allotted a minute, 30 seconds for responses, and then follow-up questions or further discussion between the candidates will be allotted 45 seconds. And so with that, let's begin with 2 minutes each for opening remarks, and we'll begin with Ms. Frischer.
Thank you, Chris. Good evening, everybody. Thank you to Chris and Mike for hosting the WFIM Forum this evening. My name is Holly Frischer, and I am running for Hancock County Commissioner because I believe dedication and experience matter. Growing up, if you would have asked me if I had interest in seeking political office, my answer would have been no. Then in 2013, I was encouraged to run for Findlay City Council, and I did. From 2014 to 2020, I served as councilwoman, and I loved getting to know the citizens, answering their questions, and serving as a voice in city government. I returned to council in 2022 when I was appointed by the Republican Party to fill the unexpired term in my ward for city council. I serve in that position today. During my years on council, I have demonstrated my understanding of how government works, speaking up and asking questions to better define complex legislation, while supporting the process of properly vetting legislation and bringing the facts to the table before voting. I chaired Water and Sewer Committee, served on Park and Rec, Street and Sidewalk, Planning and Zoning and Appropriations. I also bring to the table my banking experience, 17 years of business, property, and personal management experience, along with my current 7 years as a licensed health and life insurance agent. My deciding factor for entering this race was when I realized I could no longer sit back and watch our county change before my eyes. Our county deserves a commissioner who is willing to stand up and have those tough conversations. One who will work together with all government agencies to make sure Hancock County thrives and continues to be the home we all love. Hancock County, it's my home and yours. The city is part of the county, and it's time to work together to make sure our conservative values are maintained for years to come. And that's why I'm asking for your vote of support tonight.
Mr. Hunker.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, WFIN, and thank you, audience. My name is Jeff Hunker. I lived the first 9 years of my life in Fostoria and the rest of my childhood on a farm outside of Fostoria. I went to the Ohio State University and received a bachelor's degree in agriculture, majoring in ag economics, acquiring knowledge and skills to be efficient and effective in the world of agriculture. I spent my whole career working in agriculture, our largest Hancock County industry. My 34 years living in Hancock County have consisted of living in Findlay as well as rural Liberty Township. I bring a unique perspective as a candidate to the commissioner race because of my 10 plus years as a Liberty Township trustee. We are the size of a small city with over 7,000 residents, nearly two times the size of Bluffton. This consists of a split between agricultural, rural residential, and bedroom community. The same skills that I mentioned earlier, efficiency and effectiveness, I would bring to the commissioner's office. Because of my leadership as president of the Township Association, the Hancock Regional Planning around areas of community and business growth, along with being chairman of the District Advisory Council of the Health Department over the past few years, I have been strongly encouraged to run for commissioner, which I committed to at the start of 2023. Thank you.
And Mr. Wobser.
Thank you, Chris. And thank you to Blanchard River Broadcasting and WFIN for hosting this event tonight. My name is Jeff Wobser, and I was born and raised in Hancock County. I went to the University of Tennessee, and where I received a degree in business. After that, I went to work for Marathon, and I was there for 32 years. when I returned back to Findlay in 2001, when I got transferred back to Findlay, I took over or started on City Council in 2015, where I was the chair of Appropriations and Strategic Planning Committee. As I've gone through this process of campaigning and getting ready to campaign for this commissioner seat, I learned or met with a lot of previous and current commissioners to get an idea of what the job entails and what they felt that the main responsibilities of the job were. It really broke down to three things. Number one, management. Management of people, because there's a small group of employees that do report to the commissioners. Management of budgets and major projects, much like the major project that sits behind us that Mr. Bechtel is managing. And also, and probably the most important, is management of relationships. The 83 other elected officials in this county that, plus the elected officials in the cities and villages that you have to work with to get things done. So for that reason, I am here tonight asking you for your vote, is because that I believe I'm the most qualified candidate to fulfill those responsibilities. Thank you.
None of you are new to voters. You all, as you have mentioned, currently hold public office, but unlike running for city council or township trustee, you are here tonight asking for the vote of the entire county's citizenry. I want to give you, and I know, again, you all touched on this in your opening remarks, but I want to expand on, have each of you expand on why you decided to seek this open commissioner seat and why now. And we'll begin once again with Ms. Frischi.
You're not rotating. So I made the decision to run for county commissioner because I feel that Hancock County is at a crossroad. And depending on the path that we take, we'll make a determination of what we will be in the next 2, 5, or even 10 years. I believe the core of those discussions comes from economic development, and we need to readdress what the citizens have been saying and wanting higher paying jobs. We want to address the townships with the annexation to make sure that they are kept whole, and we have to improve the communication to be able to get the job done right.
Mr. Robeser.
When I started to run for city council, I did this for the same reason that I coach. I wanted to make sure that the youth in our county have the same opportunities when they grow up as I did when I was growing up. It was the things that the this community gave to me, or opportunities that were here, that allowed me to excel and have a great career with Marathon, and then have the opportunity to come back. So my goal for running for commissioner is specifically to make sure that we continue to have those opportunities here in the city of Findlay and in the entire county of Hancock County. A lot of things go into that. As we've seen over the last 5 years, as the city's embarked on our strategic plan and got that into place, one of the main things that came out of those conversations with our community was everybody likes Findlay because Findlay and Hancock County is what it is. They don't want to be Lima. They don't want to be Toledo. They don't want to be a larger community. So my job, as I see it, is to make sure that we continue to grow, because you have to grow or otherwise you will die, and but still have that same look, feel, and have those same opportunities for our youth as we go forward into the future.
And Mr. Hunker.
My reason, primary reason for running, was having an understanding of what actually goes on in the commissioner's office. I've been in relationships with those county commissioners for 10 years now. Those county commissioners and me know each other on a first name basis. We have known each other. We have built relationships. I have built relationships with many of the county officials, elected officials. We know each other. Now, we know there's challenges. Right now, I live in Liberty Township. I have had challenges. We have issues with city sewer and water coming outside the city limits. I want to make that a nice working relationship. It hasn't always been that way. So there's things like that that I want to do. I have the relationship. I'm on cross-functional boards, which includes city, county, township, and villages already. I have the relationships. I want to utilize those relationships and improve what's out there already. We all know we have challenges. Everything in life, you have challenges. But we have some things that are going good also. And I want to be a part of it, and I want to continue to make it better. And that's my main goal.
One of the first matters that you are likely to consider if elected has to do with the big building that we can see going up right across the street from us here at the Marathon Center for the Performing Arts, the new County Criminal Justice Center that is scheduled for completion later this year. When it is fully operational, it will bring up the question of what to do with the current building that houses the probate and juvenile court. What do you believe should be done with that facility once it is vacated? And for this one, we'll start with Mr. Wobser.
Boy, that's a tough one to start with, Chris. I think that building, much like the situation with the jail, is kind of a multi-leg issue. You've got to look at the historic value of that, although there's only a really small portion of that building that is historic. The rest of it was added on to over time. Does it serve a better purpose in a historic value? There will be a group of people in our community that I guarantee you will step up and will want to see that remain there for that specific reason. Or is that land better utilized for something else? For instance, could it be a parking garage? Boy, kind of hate to say that from the standpoint of taking a historic building and turning it into a parking lot. I think there was a song about that. But I think it's going to take a lot of conversation. There's no easy answers to that. Much like the jail, it's going to take a lot of conversation and discussion amongst all the different groups. We've got issues that we'll have to continue to look at. You know, the Justice Center is going to be a beautiful building. It's going to serve a great purpose. But we know we've got parking issues that are coming with that. And that'll be, I suspect, might be on your list later on down the road there, Chris. But so I won't get into that right now.
Mr. Hunker.
Unlike Mr. Wobser, I don't see that as a difficult decision. That building, knowing the county's budget and all the needs that the county has right now, and the budget being tight as it has been, I mean, right now there's some surplus there, but there are going to be needs and cost with this new building. Anytime you build new, as many of the schools have found out, it's not cheap to run a new building. So my decision, my vote, is that the building comes down. I honestly see the value, I see the architectural beauty of it, but there comes a time when you have to make tough decisions. And in my eyes, and having what I think is an understanding of the budget, I think there's a lot more higher priorities than that, honestly. So I see the building coming down.
And Ms. Frischi.
Well, I don't see the building coming down per se. I think we are still in those discussions of having a parking plan, a downtown plan, and how we're going to operate together with the city. With that being said, there's still use for a lot of those buildings. I would love to see the county work together with the city because we are limited on our space in the municipal building, and there could be some needs there. I think parking is a separate discussion from that, and I don't think we should jump too quickly to think tear it down, make it parking.
Let's continue on that conversation, since the subject of parking is, a parking plan has been brought up. And again, to the extent that the Justice Center will contribute to the issues that that exacerbate that, to what extent are the commissioners part of that conversation, should be responsible for that conversation, and what can the commissioners contribute to that discussion moving forward? We'll start with Mr. Hunker.
Okay. The parking issue obviously is a complex issue. Before this building was built over here, there was a building there, then there wasn't a building. So you had parking at one time, you don't have parking now. Parking's always an issue. The commissioners have an obligation to try to help. The commissioners do not have a commitment or a responsibility that they have to. The zoning of the city of Findlay says that they don't have to do that, basically, based on the zoning. I was just made aware of that today. So although the county doesn't necessarily have to, they should be a good player in it. And I think they will be, the commissioners will be. Obviously, at one time, there was a city parking garage downtown. I was made aware that the city sold that at one time for $100 because they didn't want to maintain it. So we have a history of parking issues. When the money's good, it's good. When it's bad, it seems like we get rid of things. So we've got to address the issue. It's divisive, and we need to address it. Where it goes, you know, how it goes, all players have to be willing to talk.
Ms. Frischi.
So the parking situation in downtown, we all have to work together to figure out that solution. No, there is not any parking regulation in downtown that if you have a business, you have to have X amount of parking spaces. It's kind of silly when we have it everywhere else, but we can't just ignore the situation. We have too many employees in the county, too many employees in the city, and too many people working in downtown not to work together to figure this out. Back several years ago, I had talked with Commissioner Bechtel and said, hey, we have some plans to work together and maybe use to talk about putting a parking garage maybe on Broadway, or we can do one in the municipal lot. There's different locations where we can work together along with the businesses in downtown to take care of this parking problem. No matter how healthy everybody is, nobody wants to walk to get to their destination. That's just what it is.
Mr. Wobser.
I think that the commissioners may not have an obligation to work on parking, but they also have a lot of employees that they have an obligation to make sure that they can get to work in a reasonable manner. So to me, that is an obligation to the people that they employ. The situation that happened with our commissioners and with the mayor and the agreement on property that came up that blew up, that was on the front page of the paper, I'm sure everybody's aware with, was two things. It was, first off, it was embarrassing for our county and for our community, and it's expensive. Anytime we have a situation like this where our different sides of our government are not communicating and we have to go public, in a situation like that, all we're doing is wasting time and money. The Justice Center is a great example of that, where we're at today, and something that's costing us about $21 million, had it been done on time when it was first requested, it would have been about $9 million. So we need to come to an agreement on all of this between the two, and it takes somebody to build those relationships.
Mr. Hunker?
Yes. I want to clarify. I do believe the county does have responsibility for their own employees, obviously. I think somewhat that conversation, the way it went, was expecting maybe more than that. I think each entity has to bring something to the table, and that's a hard thing, because we have a vibrant downtown here, and every vacant lot, any opportunity there is, we want to build on. We want to have another vibrant business. So we have to work at balancing that. That's a challenge. I mean, space comes at a premium. Space downtown is high dollar space, but you have to balance all of it out for what you really need.
Ms. Frischi.
Just to elaborate on Mr. Whoopser's comment, it should never be embarrassing when you see that city and county or any elected officials are having discussion. It's important to have that discussion. Sometimes it gets a little heated. it's not the end of the world. We have to come to those decisions, and sometimes we have to find that give and take. I think that the county and the city are working on that. And the county has been working on obtaining these parking lots since I was on council in 2013, and I thought we had it resolved then. We just didn't do the paperwork, I guess. So it's not embarrassing to have a conversation. It doesn't mean somebody's against something. It's working it out.
And Mr. Webster.
I appreciate what Jeff had to say, and he's right. We do have a responsibility to get this done. But this just shows that what's been going on for quite some time is the distrust between the county and the city. And there's plenty of blame to go around. There is nobody that's more at fault than another. That is a falsehood if you think that somebody's more at blame. What it takes is somebody actually sitting down and having a conversation. And Holly's right. Conversation is good. However, I don't think it needs to be done when you have a contract that was taken care of, was agreed upon, and was going to be signed, that was changed at the last minute without the other party knowing.
Ms. Pershing?
So I've been attending those commissioner meetings. I'm actually the only consistent candidate up here who's been attending those meetings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that contract has been sitting out there since June of last year, and then it's just re-revved up. And yes, the courier was there. It was a discussion. Let's just leave it at that.
Mr. Hunker.
I'm not going to comment about the contract, but I am going to comment about attending commissioners' meetings. Yes, maybe Ms. Councilman Frischi has been, Councilwoman Frischi, sorry, has been attending commissioner meetings recently. She wasn't there when I was there over the last 10 years. She wasn't there at the budget meetings when I sat through all three days of budget meetings. Those are some of the relationships that you build and some of the understanding that you get. You don't show up at the last minute and think that you're going to learn everything and be up to speed. So I think she's trying to play catch up right now.
Ms. Frischi?
I'm not the catch up girl. I have always been attending meetings. I've been the city woman, the city councilwoman that you found out meeting and supporting the residents and the townships when it came to wind and solar, and when it came to Sunny Farms, wind waste. I'm the person who goes to those budget meetings. I've worked with the commissioners over the years, petitioning Dazzle Ditch. I served our community and the city and the county, and I have worked with our commissioners well.
I think we've exhausted that point. We're going to take a quick reset. We've got much more ground to cover, but we've reached just about the midway point of this evening. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more of our candidate forum featuring the candidates for Hancock County Commissioner on WFIN.
Your news authority is 1330 WFIN, and now at 95.5 FM.
The Hancock County Republican Party would like to remind you to join them for their first Friday luncheons. Enjoy a great meal, network with fellow Republicans, and listen to a featured speaker. Luncheons are held at Finley Moose Lodge, 698. Meal at 11:30, program at noon. March 1st, candidates for State Representative, 83rd Ohio District. April 12th, City of Finley update from Mayor Byrne. May 3rd, Hancock County update from commissioners. Please support local, state, and national candidates. For more information on upcoming events and the new office location, visit HancockCountyGOP.org.
Your first look at business and the business of life happens each weekday morning on WFIN. Hi, this is Gordon Deal, inviting you to join me at 5 a.m. for This Morning, America's First News. We'll give you the top money and business news and information about managing your money and retirement savings. Plus, there's the latest on technology, e-commerce, careers, health, entertainment, and much more. This Morning, weekdays at 5 a.m. And check out the weekend edition Saturday mornings at 5 on 1330 WFIN, WFIN.com, and now at 95.5 FM.
Take WFIN wherever you go with our updated mobile apps for iPhone and Android. And now you can listen to us on your Alexa device. Get the app at WFIN.com or in the App Store or Google Play. Plus, enable Alexa by searching for WFIN under Skills, and you'll soon be saying, "Alexa, play 1330 WFIN." And the best part is the apps and skills are absolutely free. On the air at 1330 WFIN and 95.5 FM. Online at WFIN.com and on your smartphone, tablet, and Alexa devices.
It's the weekly show on WFIN where we focus on Ohio sports. This is Matt Andrews. It's the Ohio Sports Magazine. Sunday mornings at 8 on your sports authority, 1330 WFIN, WFIN.com, and 95.5 FM.
Your news authority is 1330 WFIN and now at 95.5 FM.
Welcome back to this evening's candidate forum ahead of the primary election. Again, this evening we are featuring the three individuals running for Hancock County Commissioner in the Republican primary, Holly Frischi, Jeff Hunker, and Jeff Wobser. We've been talking about facilities and facilities needs, and Holly, you brought this up earlier in some of your comments. The fact that space is at a premium, both for the county and for the city as well. Currently, the county leases space for some county operations. There have been discussions about consolidating and moving all operations to owned space. Most famously, in the recent past, the rejected plan to repurpose the Findlay Mall. Is leased space a satisfactory plan long-term, or should the county continue to explore moving all of its operations to own space? And we'll start with Ms. Frischi.
It's always a good idea to be in our own space and not paying rent for things. With the discussion on the future of our jail and how we're going to address that, whether we are going to maintain what we have or build new. If we build new, they have opportunity there to maybe bring some of our other agencies under roof with us. We also have opportunity to work with the city and maybe support them a little bit in some additional space if we decide to move our jail out onto 140. But looking to lease space, I'm not really seeing that need at this point. I think we just need to get the rest of our wheelhouse in order.
Mr. Wobser.
When it comes to lease space versus owned space, it just comes down to a cost per square foot and which is better for their needs. For instance, we have the Veterans Affairs are out in the old Kodak building on Main Cross. And that space is actually being expanded, works very well for them, but it's a little expensive too, but it works extremely well for their needs. Now, moving them someplace else might be difficult, but at the end of the day, it's just an economic cost-benefit analysis of making sure that you're getting the best cost per square foot and still meeting the needs of whatever that group has or what they need. Yes, the opportunity with the jail may not end up giving us a chance to consolidate some of those groups that are outside in lease space and bring them into own property. And obviously, if the building, the jail, has been there for quite some time, so our cost per square foot would be less versus building new. So again, it just goes back to making sure that we've got the best cost per square foot and the property and the facility that meets the needs of the group.
And Mr. Hunker.
The issue of leased space, we already have obviously leased space. We, with this building across street, will have some space in there for some of the operations to move in there. So that will free up some of the space. Now, the question has to be asked, what will move into that empty space in the building where the commissioner's office is at? I do know that I would like to see the Veterans Affairs in a different place myself, and I do know that the Board of Elections needs more space with all this early voting. That has caused an additional cost to the county as well. So I know their budget, they'd like more money and they need more space. So there are issues. There's, you got to work through it. I don't like lease space if you don't have to. I mean, obviously the price per square foot makes a difference, but if you do have empty space, move something you have already into that and fully utilize what you have. I mean, we're still recovering from the flood of 2007. We still have some in lease space from then. So we need to do what we can do. Thank you.